Blog Talk Radio.
Hit me. How y'all doing this evening? How y'all doing this evening? Do y'all want that bounce? Do y'all want that bounce? I say, do y'all want that bounce? That bounce?
There's no one.
Because of you, my cloud. worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. Yeah, I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. I lift my hands in total adoration unto you. You reign on the throne, for you are God and God alone. Because of you, my cloudy days are gone. Thank you. I can sing to you this song. I just want to say that I love you more than anything.
I lift my hands in total adoration unto you.
Come on, say it. You reign on the throne.
You reign on the throne, for you are God.
More.
Good morning. Good morning. First, give honor to God, who's the head of my life. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is Women's Day Thursday, and my guest today is the phenomenal Pastor Chika Hunt. And I'm telling you, get your pen and paper ready to hear this phenomenal word of God, this phenomenal woman of God, excuse me, to hear what God gave her just for you today. Sit back, relax, and be ready. The scripture for this morning is John 15, 12 through 13. Love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that he laid down his life for his friend. Read that again. Excuse me. John 15, 12 through 13. Love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that he laid down his life for his friend. Father, I wish you to have your way this morning. Less of the speaker and more of you. Use her in a mighty way that she'll be able to touch somebody that needs to hear what you have to say through her. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Definitely want to give a shout out for all the countries that's listening in today. Of course, the United States, cannot leave my country out. Canada, Mexico, United Kingdom, Brazil, Ghana, South Africa, Nigeria, Kenya, Jamaica, Germany, Saudi Arabia, United Kingdom, China, Bulgaria, Hong Kong, Russia, Zimbabwe, and Israel, Jerusalem. Thank you guys for tuning in on a daily basis. Know that Apostle and I are praying for you. You're not in this fight by yourself. Remember, iron sharpens iron. God doesn't care about what you did last night, nor this morning. All he wants is a yes from you, and he'll take care of the rest. No, it's not going to be easy, excuse me, but it's going to be well worth it. Keep standing on the word of God. People of God, understand, that's the only way. That's the only way. Trust and believe in him, and he will never leave you. No, it's like he's right there with you all the time. We say this all the time. You're not by yourself. You are loved. If you don't feel love, let me tell you, you are loved. You are beautiful and wonderfully made. Just for God. He already knew you when you was in your mother's womb. He knows. He knows you because he wrote it out. But also the enemy knows too. So be mindful of who you connect with. Be mindful of what you do and how you say it. Be mindful of your surroundings. You don't have to know all books of the Bible to serve God, but start trying to learn it. You don't have to know how to speak in tongues to talk to God. You can talk to God just like I'm talking to you. I say this all the time. There's no certain way you have to talk to God. But if people tell you that, they're not telling you the truth. Just talk to him. All he wants is that one-on-one time with you. That's it. It is Women's Day Thursday. I'm super excited for what Pastor Hunt has to say to you from God. I know it's a mighty, mighty word. Again, get your pen and paper together. The number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak or get prayer. We're going to go to a musical break, and we'll be right back.
Come on, let the sound of worship be released from you this night. Come on, raise it now. Oh, that's good. Y'all raise it with it. In a motion.
Up inside.
Somebody tell them, you provide the spirit.
You provide.
till the dry bones respond, I gotta run over. So cancer responds, I gotta run over. So my family responds, I gotta run over. I wanna run over. I wanna run over. Fill me up till I
child that will give him their all, give it all, he wants it all. And there's a God that walks over the earth, he's searching for a heart that is desperate, and longing for a child that will give him their all, give it all, he wants it all. And he said, love me, love me with your whole heart. He wants it all today. Serve me with your life now. He wants it all today. Bow down, let go of your idols. He wants it all today. He wants it all today. He wants it all today. He wants it all. There's a God that walks over the earth, he's searching for a heart that is desperate, longing for a child which will give him their all. Give it all, he wants it all. And he says, love me with your whole heart. He wants it all.
We're going to prolong the time. The woman of God is on to deliver the word. Pastor Hunt, are you there?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here. Great morning to you. God bless you.
Good morning, woman of God. The floor is yours. I have my pen and paper ready, so you go right ahead.
Praise the Lord. Well, great morning. God bless those of you that are here on this beautiful Thursday morning. This is truly the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. I thank God for Pastor having me on this morning and for granting me this opportunity just to join you all and to share the word of the Lord. Thank you, Pastor Douglas, and to the team and to every single one of you that have sacrificed your time this morning just to come and to sit before the Father and be poured into. I give God glory, and I don't take this moment lightly. I don't take this time for granted. And I just pray, even as I've sought the Father for the word for this particular call, I pray that your hearts are receptive to receive and that you're ready, glory to God, to enter into this place that God has for you. So let's go before the Father in prayer. And I'm going to ask, before I do that, those of you that are on the call, I want to encourage you to share, text, inbox, email, do a post if you have to, and just let someone that needs to be encouraged on today, somebody that you love, somebody that you value, encourage them to log in on this morning so that they can get what they need. You know, oftentimes we show up, it's like when we go to dinner, we show up and we're like, I'm hungry and I'm ready to eat. And we're not thinking about nobody else, but I'm telling you, this is the hour that we have to consider another above ourselves. Amen. And so I just want to encourage those of you, if you've not taken that moment just to share this call or to text someone, then do so at this time. Amen. And so, dear gracious Father, Lord, here we are this morning, God. We come before your holy throne. Father, we come boldly before the throne of grace to obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Father, we realize, God, that we need you, Lord, on today. We thank you, Father God, for waking us up this morning, oh God, for granting us another opportunity to come before your throne, Father. We thank you, Father. Glory to God for life, for breath, for health, for strength. We don't take anything for granted, Father. We thank you for being our God. We thank you for being our Lord. We thank you for being our source. We thank you for being our peace. We thank you, Father God, for being our hope and for being our refuge, oh God. For your word says, Father God, that the righteous run into you and they are made safe, that you are a refuge, a very present help in the time of trouble. So, Father, right now, Father, we thank you that we can run to you. We thank you that we can look to you. We thank you, Father, that we can hide in you and that we are covered under your mighty wings. Father, you said, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And so, Father, we thank you, God, that because we dwell in your presence, because we hide under your wing, Father God, because you cover us, Father God, and you sing over us, and you provide for us, Father God, you have created a safe house, Father. You have created a place, Father God, where we can come, Father, and we can find rest for our souls. God, we thank you. Father, we don't take that for granted, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, that we have a mind, oh God, to serve you. We thank you that we have a mind, Father, to obey you. We thank you, Father God, that you chose us before the foundation of the world. Glory to God. Your word says you did not choose me, but I chose you, and I ordained you to be a prophet to the nations. So, Father, we thank you, Father God, for choosing us. We thank you, Father God, for considering us, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for loving us, God, for your word says that you so loved the world, that you gave your only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. So, God, we thank you. God, we thank you now, Father God. Hallelujah, God. We thank you, Father God, for calling us to be your daughters, for calling us to be your sons, oh God, for bringing us into fellowship and relationship with you. Glory to God. Father, we know that it's no goodness of our own. We know, Father God, it is not based on our works. It's not based on our merit. Glory to God. Ephesians say, lest any man should boast, lest we think that it is our goodness, Father God, that have gained us, hallelujah, this opportunity, lest we think that it is our works, oh God, that caused us, Father God, to be able to commune with you, Father. But it is your love. Glory to God. It is your grace. Glory to God. It is your mercy, Father God, that we are not consumed. Glory to God for grace. Hallelujah. It's your faithfulness. Glory to God toward those that find their hope in you, Father. Great, Father God, is your mercy. Glory to God and your grace towards us, Father. And we thank you, oh great God. Hallelujah. Father, we love you. God, now I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that you rebuke the devourer this morning. I pray in the name of Jesus as I take my seat, glory to God, and as I take my rightful place, hallelujah, glory to God. For Lord, you say we are seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. So, Father, as I take my seat to declare your word, as I take my seat of authority in the mighty name of Jesus, God, I pray now, Father God, that you deal with every adversary. You deal with the forces of darkness. You deal with the works of the enemy. You deal with the distractions, Father, the hindrances, those things that the enemy send out, Father, to distract us or to discourage us, Father, or to cause us to detour from our destiny. Father, we pray now, Father, that you rebuke the devourer. Glory to God. For the word of God says that even the angels chose not to bring a charge against the enemy, but he said, the Lord rebuke you. So, Father, I pray now that you rebuke the works of the enemy. I pray now, Father God, that you deal, hallelujah, with those things, those arrows, those weapons that are being formed against us even on this morning as we come to dine and to partake of your holy word in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, you said the weapon may form, but it won't prosper. So, God, we thank you, Father, that everything that's forming against us on this morning, glory to God, everything that's forming against those things that are connected to us, everything that's forming against our assignment, everything that's forming against our purpose, glory to the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, you are dealing with it, Father. It shall not prosper on today. And we honor you for it. We celebrate, about Shekiah. We celebrate you for being God. We celebrate you, Father God, for being our covering, for being our keeper, for being, glory to God, our El Gabor, our mighty warrior, the one that fights for us. God, then you said in your word, hallelujah, that you give us the keys of the kingdom. Whatever we bind on earth is bound in heaven, and whatever we loose on earth is loosed in heaven. So right now, Father, I bind the works of the enemy. I bind up, glory to God, the forces of darkness. I come against, hallelujah, every assignment of the wicked one. We bind them up now. We declare illegal and unlawful entry, glory to God, into our lives, into our purpose, into your plan, oh God, and we loose the spirit of liberty. We loose the spirit of joy. We loose the spirit of hope. We loose, glory to God, hallelujah, your holy angels, the ministering angels that you've assigned to our lives to war against the forces of the wicked one, glory to God, and to take their place, hallelujah, glory to God, to fight. Hallelujah, in the realms, glory to God, that we cannot fight. Glory to God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So we honor you on today. We love you, Father. We thank you, Father. Hallelujah, for it is your goodness, glory to God, and your mercy that we are grateful for on today. And God, I pray that you word my mouth. Glory to God. I pray, God, that you decrease me now so that you may increase, that you release the word of the Lord. Glory to God, that you have for your people, those that are assigned today. Father God, there are many things that can be said, Father, but the tailor-made, glory to God, word that you have for your daughters and your sons on today, let that word come forth on today. Hallelujah. I pray now, Father, for an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Glory to God, you said faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word. And Father, you said, how can they hear without a preacher? How can one preach except to be sent? God, I thank you that I am a sent one on today to declare the word to your daughters and your sons. And I pray, Father God, that their hearts, Father God, are receptive to produce a hundredfold return. I pray that the word fall not, glory to God, on by the wayside, that it falls not on stony ground, that it falls not, glory to God, among thorns and thistles. Glory to God, that the sun does not scorch the word on today, but that it finds fertile ground into the hearts of your people. I decree it so in the mighty name of Jesus. Glory to God. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. Amen. Amen and amen. Glory to God. So as I sought the Father on this morning, even on this morning, as I was just praying with the Father early this morning, just in my own quiet time, I began to pray and ask the Lord, what is it that he would have me to say? And even though I've prayed and I often keep myself in a place just to hear the Spirit of the Lord, I wanted to know what is it that the Lord would have me to release to those of you that are here. And, I think today may be a little smorgasbord, if you will. I think it will be a combination of things. But the thing that dropped into my spirit on this morning, glory to God, is knowing what season you are in, understanding the season and the times that you are in. Glory to God, and understanding how you should conduct yourself, glory to God, while you are in whatever season that you have found yourself in. Glory to God. You know, early about last week, hallelujah, right when the weather changed and the weather began to take on a cooler form and the sun began to not feel so hot in the early morning, glory to God, and the days began to change, even the sun began to look different, I heard the Spirit of the Lord say to embrace the new. I heard the Lord say embrace the new. Glory to God. And I was riding down the street and I went live and I began to talk about the importance of embracing the new. Glory to God. And one of the things that the Spirit of the Lord said to me is he said that, regardless of whether you want the fall season to come, fall is here. Whether you love winter or whether you love spring or you love summer, I'm a fall girl, me myself. I actually love the harvest time. I love when the leaves begin to change color. I love, hallelujah, when the breeze blows ever so gently across our face and we can pull out, glory to God, clothes that are a little more covering. Glory to God, and we want to exercise, whereas we didn't want to work out, glory to God, because it was too hot. Or when it's cold, we say we make this excuse that it's too cold. But it's something about the fall time, glory to God, that I simply love. It also includes the month of Thanksgiving. Glory to God, the time of Thanksgiving. Hallelujah, the time of harvest. And it's one of my favorite seasons of the year. But whether I love it or not, whether I want to embrace it or not, it's coming. Glory to the mighty name of Jesus. Fall is here. Glory to God. And the Lord said to me, whether you had time to prepare for it or not, glory to God, whether you understood the signs of the time or not, fall is here. And you have to embrace, glory to God, the new. And what the Lord would have me to tell you on today, glory to God, is whatever season you're in, God is saying it's okay to embrace it. Glory to God. And we understand that, you know, yes, this is fall, hallelujah, but we also know, hallelujah, that there are four seasons in the natural. We have the winter, we have the spring, we have the summer, and we have the fall. Glory to God. And as I began to seek the Lord brought two scriptures to me, actually probably more than two, but one of the ones that I want to share on this morning, very familiar text, glory to God, very, very, very familiar, but I need you to hear what I'm saying with your spiritual ear. Don't think that this word is his word, glory to God, because it is a word that the Father is going to release to you, hallelujah, in the natural as well as the spirit, but also in a prophetic utterance. So I pray that you have an ear to hear. Ecclesiastes 3:1 says, to everything there is a season and a time, to every purpose under the heavens. Let's just park there for just a minute. To everything there is a season. There is a season and a time. Glory to God. There is an appointed season and there is an appointed time. There is a kairos moment, glory to God, mean a time, hallelujah, within a time. This is what I just heard the Lord say, a time within a time, because we understand that the Father is not limited to seasons. He's not limited to time. He lives outside of time, glory to God, but it is a time within a time in your life, glory to God. It is a time that has been predetermined and predestined for the believer, glory to God, hallelujah. It is a time within a time that you have to go through whatever it is that you have to go through. But I don't want to focus so much on your go through that I want to focus on how you should respond while you're going through. Come on, how you should respond, hallelujah, to your everything and to your season, glory to God, and to your purpose, glory to God, that is under the heavens. Whatever purpose, glory to God, that you have to, that God is producing, that God is birthing inside of you, how should you conduct yourself? How should you carry yourself? Glory to God. And one of the things that the Lord said to me, he said that while you're going through your time within a time, while you're experiencing your season, glory to God, whatever season you may be in, glory to God, and I'm going to talk a little bit about what those seasons are, but I don't want to focus so much on the season as I want you to focus on the time and how you should carry yourself while you're going through it. God said to me, whatever season you find yourself in, you got to make sure that your faith does not falter. You got to make sure that what you believe about God and what you believe about his word and what has been entrusted into you and what has been spoken into you and what you have been standing on, glory to God, hallelujah, that does not change. Glory to God, what you believe and what God's word has said. Why is it that my faith can't falter? Because God's word, hallelujah, has not changed. God's word will not change concerning you. Glory to God, hallelujah. His word, hallelujah, is forever settled in heaven. He said heaven and earth have passed away. See, we'll stop experiencing seasons. We'll lose the winter. We'll lose the spring. We'll lose the summer. We'll lose the fall. Glory to the mighty name of Jesus. Those things will dissolve at some place in our lives. But his word, his word will not ever change. Glory to God. And that's why it's so very, very important, that you walk in your season. Come on. That you embrace the new, that you embrace whatever it is that God is trying to do in your life. Hallelujah. And that you, God, Lord, what season am I in? Glory to God. Oh, listen, when I heard the Spirit of the Lord say, well, I was praying because when he dropped it in my spirit, I began to seek the Lord even for myself. I said, well, Lord, if that's what you're saying, well, what season am I in? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Listen, the word of the Lord in, let me finish reading this, then I'll go over. We're still in Ecclesiastes 3:2. It says, it is a time to be born, and there's a time to die. There's a time to plant, and there's a time to pluck up that which is planted. So let's just stop there. There's a time to be born, and there's a time to die. Even with coronavirus, even with all of the things that we're experiencing, my prayer always is I pray against untimely death. I pray against, glory to God, hallelujah, people leaving here before they have finished their course. I come against the spirit of untimely death. But we understand that God said just as we are born, glory to God. Just as we were born, glory to God, hallelujah, in the time that we are born in, we also have an appointed time to leave here. Glory to God. And so even those that are experiencing loss right now, even though those that are in a season, glory to God, of mourning or a season of grief, glory to God, hallelujah, you cannot, my daughter always says, go through your go-through, but go through it in God. Come on. We have to go through whatever it is that we're going through in God, even the grief that we're experiencing. Because if we don't go through our grief in God, then the enemy will use that grief, glory to God, to pull us out of his will. The enemy will use that grief to cause us to give up on God. The enemy will use that grief to make us question and make us doubt God, make us give up on what we're believing God for. The enemy will use the loss, and not just the grief or death of a family member, but the grief of a relationship, the grief of a friendship. Come on, the death of a friendship, the death of a relationship, a death of a job, the death of a dream. Come on. A death of an expectation. I feel the prophetic anointing of the Lord. The death, glory to God, I got to just say that with the death of expectation. Do you know that you can find yourself in a time or a season of mourning over things not turning out the way you wanted them to? And you'll say, the enemy will say that God did not answer your prayer. The enemy will tell you that God let you down. Because you asked God to do something and he didn't do it. I hear the Spirit of the Lord say that Jeremiah 29:11, there for me a scripture says, I know the plans that I have toward you. Plans of good and not of evil. Plans to give you a future, a hope, and an expected end. Monday crow. Back up. I know the plans that I think toward you. Let's just stop there. That no matter what you're going through, you're on the mind of God. Whatever season you're in, God never stops thinking about you. Whatever season you're in, whatever trial or tribulation you find yourself in, God, hallelujah, has you on his mind. Yes, great Savior. He has you on his mind. He knows the thoughts that he thinks. That means he's thinking of ways to bless you. He's thinking of ways to promote you. Glory to God. He's already predetermined the things that he have in store for his beloved children. And if you allow the enemy, glory to God, to deceive you based on a season, hallelujah, of grief, or a season, hallelujah, of sorrow, or a season, glory to God, of lack, and make you turn your back on God, then the enemy has done exactly how he's accomplished what he set out to do. I'm reminded of Job. I got to pull old Job, hallelujah, to the court, to the stand. I have to call Job to the stand to help you really understand how you go through seasons of loss. The Bible said that even after Job had been offered up by God, wait a minute, I come to tell somebody that, glory to God, hallelujah, yes, even you will go through seasons, hallelujah, of testing. Even you will go through seasons of being tried. Even your faith will be tried and your faith will be tested. Glory to God, because that's what the Bible says Job experienced. Job experienced a season of testing. Glory to God, he was attacked in every area of his life. He was attacked, hallelujah, in the area of his of death of his children. He was attacked in the area of death of his of his finances. He was attacked in the area, hallelujah, of the loss, hallelujah, of his health. Hallelujah. He was even attacked, hallelujah, by his spouse. Hallelujah, that said, are you still holding to your integrity? You ought to just curse God and die. And that's Job 1, glory to God, all the way through, hallelujah, Job 2, for time restraint, you can go and read it on your own, but he was tested. The Bible says that the sons of God went up before God, hallelujah, and Satan came up with them, hallelujah, and God began to dialogue with Satan, hallelujah, and he said, where have you been, hallelujah, he said, I've been going to and fro, walking up and down the earth, glory to God, and God says, have you considered, hey, Jesus, I feel the wind of God, he said, have you considered my servant Job? Hallelujah. Now, let me say this to you. God would not allow you, hallelujah, to be tested, hallelujah, or even be considered had he not been certain what he put on you on the inside of you, had he not been certain to know that you can go through, hallelujah, your time within a time, that you can go through your season of testing, you can go through your season of grief, your season of loss, had he not unless he knew, glory to God, what he put in you and that what he put in you was able to sustain you. Oh, okay, my great God. Hallelujah, Jesus. The Bible says it's a strong spirit of a man, hallelujah, that is able to sustain him, glory to God, when he's faced with adversity, when he's faced with a time or a season of loss or tragedy. I wish somebody would hear the word of the Lord on today. It is the strong spirit of a man. Glory to God. And so God, hallelujah, began to brag on Job and to have you considered my servant, Job. Hallelujah. He even said, he didn't just call him Job. He said, but he's my servant. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And Satan began to talk to God about Job. He said, yeah, I considered him. Glory to God, but you got a hedge of protection around him. God began to brag on Job. He said he's an upright man. He shuns evil. Come on. He's pleasing to me. He serves me. Come on. And I just believe that if you're in the season or the time within a time, glory to God, of grief, hallelujah, or loss, hallelujah, or attack of the enemy, I want you to know if you are a daughter or a son of God, God has put inside of you everything you need, hallelujah, to sustain that your faith does not falter. For the Bible says, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Though my body may be faced, hallelujah, with the oppositions and the trials and the tribulations of the world, but my spirit inside of me is strong enough to sustain me in the face of adversity and in the face of my adversary. I just saw that. I saw that adversity and adversary has the same root word, adverse. That means that trials and tribulations, glory to God, are attached, hallelujah, to our adversary. And adversity is a part, hallelujah, of the believer's life. The Bible says, glory to the Lamb of God. He says, be of good cheer, according to John 16:33. He says, in this life, hallelujah, glory to God, you're going to suffer persecution. In this life, you're going to have some good days and some bad days. He said, but be of good cheer. How can my faith sustain me? How can my faith preserve me? How can my faith, hallelujah, not falter when I'm facing adversity? Glory to God, because the Bible says in John 16:33 that I can be of good cheer because God has already overcome the world. He's already overcome, Rebada, the forces of darkness. He already overcome, hallelujah, the works of the enemy. He's already overcome, hallelujah, every demonic entity that should rise up against you. The Bible says he made an open show of the enemy. Glory to God, when he to Calvary, hallelujah, and he went down into the corridors of hell, hallelujah, and took the keys. Glory to God, hallelujah. The Bible says that we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. So I can go through my season, hallelujah, of grief, my season, hallelujah, of turmoil, my season of adversity, my season, hallelujah, of sorrow, my season of crying, my season of death, my season of loss, and still give God praise. That's what Job did. Oh, and that was Job. Pastor Chicken, that's easy for you to say. Glory to God. But the Bible says that Job was just a regular man like you. And if you
I haven't really made this public, but I think I'm supposed to tonight. I've been battling with some illness in my body for about a year. We didn't know what was going on. And I went to the doctor 2 weeks ago and took some tests, and they saw something near my spine.
No matter how I feel, don't tell me how I feel. Someone is fine with me, and it's easy, all you gotta do is believe. All my life I dream a dream, chasing dreams that wasn't real, but still I have my own, and no matter the storm, through him I live.
Hey, wait a minute, y'all, let's pray. It'll take a second just to pray. Thank him for the day. Every day, thank, make ways. Give him the praise. It's a good day. He will forgive you for all your mistakes. I mean all your mistakes and whatever it takes for you to give up your devilish ways. That's all I can say. Hey, do what you wanna do. Don't mind me, do what you wanna do. Don't be a dummy, dude. That's what that money do. Don't let it under you. Instead, get in the school. Go get you some money by going to school. You say you a hustle, you know it's a struggle. So why would you mess up and lose? So don't be a fool. Think about it. Now here's a little something you can think about. Your mama, your daddy, your granny, your pappy. It equals that cash, and I think about it. So switch up the cycle and lead the way. Teach your generation to lead the way. Believe in the man up above and always show love to people who showed you some love. Okay, dear God.
I would like to pray for the unfortunate and the blind, and to continue to bless the bliss in your name. Amen.
No matter how I feel, don't tell me how I feel. This someone is wrong with me. And it's easy, all you gotta do is believe. All my life I dream a dream, chasing dreams that wasn't real. But still I have my own, and no matter the storm, do him happy.
Hey, come here, let me tell you about faith. Faith that a man can't take. That's what separate me from the fake. Now I understand what's at stake.
Yes,
reading in my Bible, leaving stake. Trying to find a way for me to stay up out the place. Probably just caught another case. All he wanna do is put food on the plate. So yeah, man, I'm good on the hate. Catch me on the block, still posted on the gate. Understood for a step out how I play. See it's all God all day, every day.
Straight up.
And people might judge what I say. I'm real curry putting in your face.
Jello.
And sometimes you gotta put me in my place. So I stay lined up until it's time to take my place. And
I know
you got my back,
my back.
Yeah. And
I know
they gon' protect. But I'ma stay focused, yeah, I'm on track. So take me to the top, and I'ma bring it right back.
Glory.
No matter how I feel, don't tell me how I feel. This someone is wrong with me. And it's easy, all you gotta do is believe. All my life I dream a dream, chasing dreams that wasn't real. But still I have my own, and no matter the storm, through him I live.
Dealing with the enemy, and every distracting spirit.
Lord, I try so hard to be the best that I could be. It's like every time I take one step, something's right in front of me.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Father, we thank you. We come against every distraction. The devil is a liar. He will
Yes, ma'am.
He will not hinder what God is doing.
Yes, ma'am. God bless you. This is Apostle Douglas. Listen, woman of God. The broadcast, we don't know what's going on. We know there ain't nobody but the devil. But listen,
it's
continue where you left off at and beat him down. That lets you know that this word is going forth.
So my phone is completely frozen.
The woman of God's phone completely frozen. Come on, let's go ahead on and keep putting some knots on it.
Yes, sir. That's what she told me. Said this is the second time this has happened. I tell you, the enemy, he is the prince and power of the air. So he tries to disrupt what God is doing, but he ain't gonna stop nothing. The word is gonna find fertile ground. Even what has already been released has already been released. So
Amen.
Well, praise God. My God. Jesus.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I'm Apostle Douglas. I'm the husband. So please continue where you left off at, and we just gonna bless God.
Okay. Praise God. Yes, sir. So I'm just, to God be the glory. I believe the Lord had me talking about just Job's ability just to be able to endure the adversity. Hallelujah. Even after being offered up, his faith did not falter. His faith did not change. What he believed about God and about his word did not change. Glory to God. And so even as the Spirit of the Lord is saying, embrace the new. Even as the Spirit of the Lord is saying, embrace the new, you know, everybody's new don't look the same. Glory to God. Everybody's new does not look the same. And so depending on what season we're in, God is still saying we have to learn how to trust him. Glory to God in the midst of it. And the thing that the Lord wanted me to remind the people of God, hallelujah, even in this process, hallelujah, of just embracing the new, he took me to James 1, 17 through 19. Glory to God. Very, very familiar scripture, but I'm going to go there. Hallelujah. Thank you, great Jesus. Father, we thank you for your holy word. We thank you, Father, for your revelation and for your insight, oh God. Hallelujah, that you're sharing with your people on today, Father. We honor you, Father. We thank you. For, James 1 and 17, hallelujah, says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of light, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Glory to God. Of his own will begat he us with the word of truth, with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruit of his creatures. Hallelujah. And so even though Job was going through what he was going through, even though we're going through our time within a time, our season, or whatever that season looked like, of course, this was Job's season, not necessarily our season. But the thing that we have to remember is that the goodness of God, the Bible says every good gift and every perfect gift comes from the Father. Hallelujah. So we cannot allow the enemy to distract us and make us think, glory to God, that this is God. Hallelujah. But he's allowing us to go through it, but the scripture says every good and perfect gift comes from him. Not to say that he does not allow us to go through trials and tribulations, glory to God, for the Bible says, beloved, thinking not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, but as though some strange thing has happened unto you. Glory to God. But he says, but then he us why we're going through, knowing that the trying of your faith produces patience, but let patience have its perfect work, that you may be entire, lacking nothing. So even if we go through a season, hallelujah, of testing, or a season of grief, or season of loss, hallelujah, it is a time of testing. It is a time of buffeting us. Hey, glory to God. It is a time of pruning us. It is a time, glory to God, of producing fruit, the fruit of God inside of us. He allows us to go through. He allows us to endure hardship like a good soldier. He says, endure hardship like a good soldier. And it sounds easy. I mean, it sounds crazy. How can I endure hardship like a good soldier? How am I supposed to rejoice when I fall into diverse temptations? How am I supposed to rejoice and be exceedingly glad when I'm going through difficulties? How is that possible? No, we can't do that in the natural. We cannot do that in the natural. We cannot, hallelujah, experience joy, hallelujah, in the midst of a diagnosis. We cannot, in the natural, experience joy, glory to God, in the midst, hallelujah, of the doctor saying it looks like this or it looks like that. Glory to God. But with the help of the Lord, the Bible says with man it is impossible. Great Savior. But with God, all things are possible to them that believe. Glory to the Lamb of God. And Father, we just thank you now, God. We thank you, Father, hallelujah, for giving us the wisdom, the knowledge, and the ability to know how to go through. And so he says every good gift and every perfect gift comes from above. Hallelujah. And that's why I believe Job, hallelujah, was able, hallelujah, to hold to his integrity. That's why I believe Job was able, hallelujah, to stand on what he knew about God. He cursed everything but God. He cursed his birth. He cursed his life. Glory to God. Hallelujah. His friends, hallelujah, prejudged him. Hallelujah. Said you had to do something. But one thing about it, he knew. He said, how can I rejoice over the good and not still give God glory over the bad? I'm telling you, that takes the strong spirit of a man. That takes God. That takes the Father to be able to instill in you his spirit to give us that ability to endure, hallelujah, that difficult time and that difficult season. So he said, don't let your faith falter when you're going through adversity. Glory to God. Do not Hallelujah. Allow your circumstances to make you take your eyes off of God. Don't allow your circumstances, glory to the Lamb of God, to make you question, hallelujah, if God loves you or not. The enemy, hallelujah, he is the accuser of the brethren. It's that same enemy that even in the beginning of time, hallelujah, that deceived Eve and caused Eve, hallelujah, to forfeit her inheritance and forfeit her destiny and forfeit Adam's inheritance, glory to God, because he tried to convince them that God was trying to keep something from them. He tried to convince them, glory to God, that God did not have their best interest in mind. He tried to convince them that God was trying to keep, hallelujah, them from being like him, even though they didn't realize they were already like him. Glory to God, because Genesis, glory to God, 1, hallelujah, declares, hallelujah, that he says that he created man in his image and after his likeness. But because they did not know that, they didn't understand really who they were able to be deceived, hallelujah, by the enemy. And so I hear the Spirit of the Lord say, hallelujah, to explain to the people, hallelujah, that don't let your faith falter. Do not, don't be detoured. Don't detour from the truth of God's word. Understand that the time, that the season and the time for every purpose under the sun, know that God has our purpose and he has our time in his hands. Glory to the mighty name of God. Glory to God. And so I just praise God for the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. Then he said, let me see, what scripture did he give me here? Hallelujah. I just praise God for this. Hold on. I am looking, God. So anyway, he began to tell me about this embracing the new. To tell me how do you to explain to the people. As we read in Ecclesiastes 3:1, he says, everything, there's a season and a time to every purpose under the sun. He says, a time to be born, and it is a time to die. It's a time to plant. It's a time to pluck up that which is planted. Hallelujah. And so it's very important that we understand what season that we are in. It's very important that we understand, Lord, and even as I began to pray next to the Lord, I said, well, Lord, what season am I in? And I'm telling you, I have to obey God here. I have to testify here. Glory be to God. You know, I'm in a season of planting in the spiritual realm. Glory be to God. I'm in the season of planting in the spiritual realm, just planting a church that's 9 months old and actually in the process of trying to move and just various things. But even in the midst of planting, even in the midst, glory to God, of sowing, hallelujah, adversity will still show up. Even in the midst of whatever season you're in, seed time, harvest time, the Bible says, I got to pull this scripture up. Glory to God. Father, I bless your name because you're giving it to me even as I'm speaking. Hallelujah. Hold a second, people of God, because this is how the Spirit of the Lord does me. Woo!
Come on, Pastor. Work. You're working
Listen,
the floor.
I praise God. Thank you, woman of God. I have to just obey God here. Glory to God. Genesis 8 and 22. That's what it was. I thought I wrote it down. But Genesis 8 and 22. It says, as long as the earth endures or remains, there will be planting and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter. Day and night shall not cease. Hallelujah. We're talking about embracing the new. We're talking about understanding what time and what season you're in. Genesis 8 and 22 says, as long as the world spins on its axle, my great Savior, as long, hallelujah, as the world remains, these are laws, these are principles of the Word of God. These things will never change. There will always be a season of plenty, whether you like it or not. There's a season of planting, but there's also a season of harvest. Great Savior. There's a season of cold, and there's a season of heat. There is a time of summer and a time of winter. Glory to God. These things are coming whether you want to or not. So we got to every season, in every season. We know in the natural, and this is the month of October, everybody, this is the season of harvest. This is the, in the natural season of harvest, this is the season, you know, of, they say eight is, nine is the month of birthing, glory to God, so we can say it's a birthing season. We can say that it is the harvest season, glory to God, hallelujah. But that may not necessarily be the case for everybody. It depends on when you, independent, depends on what you sow. Because see, you can't harvest what you've not sown. Oh, okay. I say you cannot harvest what you have not sown. So we got to make sure, glory to God, that I say that that I'm in the planting season in the natural, because I am. I'm actually in the season of planting a church and harvesting. And let me say this. Glory to God, I thank you. The Lord just reminded me of the scripture, hallelujah, of Isaac. Isaac, hallelujah, I believe it's Genesis 25 and 12, if I'm not mistaken. It says that he planted in a famine. Glory to God. And he received a hundredfold return in the same year. Oh, okay. Yes, great Savior. I hear the Spirit of the Lord. He said that Isaac planted. I got to pull that scripture up because this is how the Spirit of the Lord. Lord, okay, God, I hear you. Mande krototoya lalabaye rebesuya. Yeah, God. Woo! Glory to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Genesis 26 and 12. Thank you, Father. I was close there. Genesis 26 and 12. It says, Isaac planted crops in that land, and the same year reaped a hundredfold because the Lord had blessed him. Ooh! I said embrace the new, people of God. Hallelujah. I said embrace the new. The word of the Lord says that Isaac planted in a famine. Glory to God. If you go and read that whole story, hallelujah, he planted in a famine. He planted in a time of lack. He planted amongst his enemies, people that didn't even want to give him what was his. Glory to God. Even as he, hallelujah, was digging wells, hallelujah, and every time he would dig the well, the people of God would say, well, this is our well, even though it was his father's inheritance. Glory to God. But he didn't let that stop him. He didn't let that stop him from planting. Come on, somebody. He didn't let that stop him from digging. I wish somebody would hear the word of the Lord. I said the Bible says that he planted seed in a famine, in a time of dryness, in a season of dryness. Glory to God, in a season, hallelujah, of lack. But God blessed him. And in his planting, he reaped a hundredfold return in the same year. You tell me where you can plant a seed and reap a hundredfold return in the same year, but in the kingdom. You can't do that nowhere. You can't do that anywhere. You cannot anywhere except you do it in the kingdom. Except the hand of the Lord be upon you. Fear the Lord's sake. Because the scripture says, hallelujah, in every version, the New International Version, the New Living Version, glory to God, the English Version, the King James Version says, the reason why he was able to receive a hundredfold return is because God bless you. Can't no man curse you. When God blesses, the Bible says, if God be for you, he's more than the world against you. Glory to the Lamb of God. He reaped a hundredfold return. Oh, God, I thank you. The Lord just reminded me, hallelujah, that every time he dug, glory to God, the Lord would not even let the water reserve flow. But it says after, glory to God, he kept digging. And after he, glory to God, broke ties. And after he obeyed God, after they put him out of the territory and he dug another well, then the water sprung up. I wish somebody would go and study the word of God and understand that if God got his hand on you, you can embrace the new. Oh, my God. If God be for you, hallelujah, you can reap. Hallelujah, even in the face of adversity. I'm going to testify here. I said embrace the new and don't let your faith falter. Hallelujah, even in the midst of planting, even in this process, glory to God, right in the midst of everything that God is doing, God is blessing. Hallelujah, I went in for a doctor's visit. Glory to God, I heard somebody talking. I don't know if it was a recording or something that came on while we were doing the call. Hallelujah, and he was talking about going to the doctor. They found something. Well, even in the midst of me going to the doctor in this season of planting and reaping, because I am also in a harvest season as well, glory to God, because I've been on the battlefield for over 25 years, and I planted plenty seeds. I just believe God, hallelujah, that I'm finally seeing the fruition of it. Hallelujah. And I just believe, I got to say this before I testify, because the Spirit of the Lord just said this to me. He said it's not that the blessings were not there. It's not that the blessings were not there all alone. He said, but I cannot let you walk into the season of new or embrace the new or receive the blessings or the abundance that I have for you until your spirit man was mature enough to hold it. my great Savior. Hallelujah, because God can bless you with something. But if your spirit man is not mature, glory to God. God told me this today. He's saying, who's governing the seat of your soul? Because whoever's governing the seat of your soul, hallelujah, where your heart, your mind, your will, your intellect, your emotions, your conscious, and your subconscious lives, that's what's going to determine what manifests in your life. If the spirit man is governing, then you'll reap spiritual things. But if your soulish man, the flesh, is governing, then you can't reap those spiritual things. I wish I had the word. I wish somebody would hear the word of the Lord. Glory to God. I told you this will be a type of spiritual smorgasbord this morning because he's been downloading so much on this morning. But the Lord says, I could not release it until your spirit was able to maintain it so that you don't make me look bad. I wish somebody would hear the word of the Lord. We're praying and asking God to bless us. We're saying, I want to embrace the new. I'm ready for my everybody say, my Boaz. Glory to God. I'm ready for my roots. I'm ready for my wealth. I'm ready for my business. I'm ready, hallelujah, to be a leader. I'm ready to pass. I'm ready to go overseas. I'm ready, hallelujah, for my money, for my millions. Are you? Because if your spirit man, glory to God, if you ain't faithful over your tithe, if you're not faithful over $10, how am I going to bless you with millions? Come on, if you're not faithful over the little three people I've given you to govern over, hallelujah, in Bible study or Sunday school, how can I take you to the nation? Come on, if you're not, man, baby, this is not a popular word. This is an apostolic word. I'm releasing on today. Glory to God, and we may not get excited about it, but I promise you, the Bible says, hallelujah, glory to God, it was good that I was afflicted. Hallelujah, that I may learn from the things that I suffered. Glory to God, we have to hear these things, and we have to apply these things so that when God blesses us, when we walk into our season of abundance, glory to God, we don't forget God. God said this. He even said this to the children of Israel as they were crossing over to enter into the promised land. He told them, when you go, hallelujah, into the land that I have promised you, glory to God, you have eaten, hallelujah, of vineyards that you did not plant, and you have drank from cisterns that you did not dig, and you live in houses that you did not build. Glory to God, hallelujah, glory to the Lamb of God. He said, don't you forget about me. Don't forget about me. Don't forget that it was I, hallelujah, that crossed you through the wilderness, hallelujah, your shoes never wore out. Don't you forget that it was me that caused water to pour from a rock. Don't you forget, glory to God, that it was me that caused manna to rain down. Glory to God, and when you got tired of what is this, then I release quail. Don't you forget, glory to God, that I covered you with a cloud by day. I led you with a cloud by day and a fire by night. Don't you forget that it was me that parted the Red Sea and caused your feet to cross over on dry ground and drowned your enemies. Hallelujah, that they could not even, hallelujah, they could not even attack you. Don't you forget, glory to the Lamb of God. And so I hear the Spirit of the Lord say, he told them, yes, embrace the blessing, embrace the promise, embrace the new. Embrace your time within a time. But don't you forget about me. And I just came to simply remind the people of God today. Forget about God while you're going through what you're going through. I started saying that I had a diagnosis, went to the doctor. And I'm my own doctor first. I'm very sensitive to what's going on in my body because I know the devil don't like me and I don't like him. Glory to God. So I go and I get my regular checkups. Glory to God. And if something don't feel right, sit right, I always bring it up when I get to the doctor. So I went to the doctor and I noticed that my throat was feeling a little swollen. Glory to God. And went to the doctor and the doctor checked my thyroid and said, yeah, something feels a little off, but your blood work says everything is fine. So that tells me that if my blood says everything is fine, then this is an attack. So I go and they take me to get an ultrasound, and so they says to me, you know, yeah, something's, you know, we need to do hallelujah biopsy on your thyroid. And on the same day that I got the exam, I got a mammogram. Then they said, well, your mammogram don't look, you know, so we need to do an ultrasound on both of your breasts. And so they begin to just say all these things. In the midst of that, in the process of getting my first home built, nothing big, but just what I asked the Lord for, you know, a week before closing, it don't look like things are going to happen. And in the process of that, my son that I prayed through, hallelujah, to get him out the streets and get him out of gangs and get him out of drugs and get him out of bad relationships, and that I've been praying against the generational curse of prison over his life. Glory to God, after he's been fighting a case case for 2 years, glory to God, was faced to go to court on yesterday, glory to God, and they were, because he turned down 3 years of probation, glory to the Lamb of God, they were trying to offer him 3 to 10 years, hallelujah, for a quote-unquote assault case that never happened, behind a baby mama drama, glory to God, a good kid. Somebody that I prayed through and asked the Lord to save him, and God saved him out of the streets. Now he started his own hot shot company. He's moved on in another relationship, and he's driving around Houston and going from one state to the next trying to make a living, and got out of slinging drugs and got out of sipping syrup and got out of getting high, all these things only to find my son standing before a judge, glory to God, with his fate in his hand. But I turned my face to the wall. I wish I would hear somebody. I wish somebody would hear me when I tell
Come
you to
on.
Embrace the new. While you're going through, embrace the new. What? This ain't just a good term. This ain't just scripture memory. This is a lifestyle that you got to live. Your faith can't falter even in the face of adversity, in the face of grief, in the face, hallelujah, of not knowing what's going to happen. Glory to God, when I hear the Spirit of the Lord. I heard Jehoshaphat say, Lord, we don't know what to do, but our eyes are on you. I hear the Spirit of the Lord told me to release that on today. We don't know what to do, but our eyes are on you. And I found myself after report after report after report after report, laying in the bed, glory to God, trying to be strong and trying to hold it in and hold myself together and saying, you know, hang in there, Chica, it's going to be all right. And I just broke down crying the other night. Glory to God, I'm trying to hold my mouth. I don't know if there's anybody that's ever had to cry holding your mouth in the middle of the night, glory to God, because you just are overwhelmed. Come on. Hallelujah. So I understand Job's disturbance. I understand, hallelujah, his mindset, hallelujah, just being so overwhelmed. But in the midst of it all, I began to reflect on how blessed I was. I began to reflect on how God has been so good, how he's answered every prayer, how he has preserved me, how if I'm going through this season, Lord, I've never been in this season before, and this is something new to me. So, God, you're going to have to show me how to go through it. I wish somebody would hear the word of the Lord. And I began to just thank God and say, Lord, I thank you for just being so good to me thus far. I thank you that I've never had to have this kind of doctor's report. I thank you that I've never had to face this. I don't know what to do, but my eyes are on you. And the next morning after my husband, of course, woke up and encouraged me, hallelujah, out of his sleep, and he went back to sleep. But when I woke up the next morning, I got on my face before God, and I began to say, Lord, remember me. Glory to God, not that you owe me anything, but you said in your word that the prayers of the righteous, hallelujah, availeth much. You said in your word. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You reminded me that the fruit of my womb is blessed. You reminded me, Father God, hallelujah, that if I'd be willing and obedient, I would eat the good of the land. You reminded me. I began to remind you, Father God, hallelujah, that I'm serving you and I'm doing all that I know how to do. And you told me that if I ask, it'll be done. If I seek, I'll find. If I'm not, I just began to give God his word back. You understand what I'm saying? I didn't have, glory to God, nothing but your word. I didn't have nothing but what I believe. I didn't have nothing. I came full circle now. I said, I didn't have nothing but to just believe in his word. And I said, Lord, I don't know what to do, but I'm just giving you back your word. God, now, whatever your will is, I have to accept your will. But I'm just reminding you, hallelujah, that you told me I shall decree a thing and it shall be established. I said, Lord, I decree that my son will never spend a night in prison. Because, see, we have a generational curse that runs through my bloodline. All of my great uncles and uncles through my family on my mother's side, glory to God, have been in prison. And so when my son was born, I began to declare, somebody needs this word, I began to declare that he will never spend a day in prison. I began to rebuke, glory to God, the spirit, hallelujah, God, I thank you, spirit of addiction and various things that I've seen run through my bloodline. And I have you to know, as I come to a speedy close, that the Father gave my son the favor that I asked him to. I called on a few of my good praying for sisters. Glory to God. Actually, I just told them at dinner, because we were celebrating a party, and I mentioned it, and my spiritual mother, Bishop Connie Stewart, grabbed my hand, and we just began to pray about 10 of us, glory to God, and just decree and declare that he would have favor. And I want you to know that when he walked in the courtroom, glory to God, the judge, hallelujah, they offered him, he had signed, my son had signed, listen, hear the word of the Lord, that he had signed for 3 to 10 years because he did not want to go to court and he didn't want to take a chance on them trying to give him something more. But when the judge, I said, Lord, you said the king's heart is in your hand. You can turn it to our favor. The judge begins, he had some cancer letters that was written, and one of the letters was written by a friend of my, one of my assistant who was a police officer. And written by the church and all these various people. And the judge began to ask him, what are you doing? And he said, I started a hot shot business riding around. You know, they don't even know that the truck is breaking down out of town. All these various things. I just want you to know that your probation. I just want you to know that God, hallelujah, did exactly what I asked him to do. I want you to know that within 24 hours of saying that things were adjusted and changed. Hallelujah. If you do this, we can do it. I want you to know, hallelujah, that though I've not went back to the doctor for the report for my thyroid and for my mammogram, but I want you to know that my faith does not falter. I want you to know that you got to embrace whatever season that you are in and embrace it with God. I want you to know, glory to God, hallelujah, that every good and perfect gift comes from above, from the Father of light, whom there is no variation of turning. I want you to know that in everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the sun. I want you to know, glory to God, hallelujah, that as I embrace the time that God has given me, whether it's winter, whether it's spring, whether it's summer, or whether it is fall, we trust God with the outcome. We pray and leave the results up to God. I want somebody to know that your faith cannot falter. Hallelujah. In whatever season you're in, grief, hallelujah, or even harvest, glory to God, or even whatever it is, ask the Father to help you go through your season. Ask him to help you to glean and to learn whatever it is that you need to glean and learn in that season. Glory to God. Ask him to help you and encourage you. Hallelujah. Depend and lean on God. My grandmother used to say, I'm leaning on the everlasting arms, oh, great Savior. I want you to know, glory to God, hallelujah, that he is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. I want you to know, hallelujah, that I have not seen nor ear heard, neither have it entered into the heart of man, the things that God has prepared for those that love him. I want you to remember that Jeremiah 29:11 says that I know the thoughts that I think toward you, thoughts of good and not of evil, to give you a future, a hope, and an expected end. I want you to know that God, hallelujah, is faithful, hallelujah, concerning his promise toward you. I want you to know that your spirit on the inside of you is able to sustain you and keep you, hallelujah, and present you faultless before, hallelujah, the Lord, in the name of Jesus. I want you to know that if you abide in me and my word abide in you, you can ask what you will and the Father will do it for you. I want you to know, glory to God, that weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. I want somebody on the call to know that it's morning time in your life, and you can embrace the new, and you can know without a shadow of a doubt that God is able, hallelujah, to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you could ever ask or even think. Hallelujah, Jesus. And so, God, we bless your name. We honor you on today. And I heard the Spirit of the Lord say, I dare not close without reading Isaiah 43:1. I feel my help. Hallelujah. He says, but now, thus says the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I've called you by your name, and you are mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the Hadabos, and I will be with thee, and through the rivers they shall not overflow thee. And when thou walkest, I never seen no nobody walked through the fire, but I heard Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego was in the fire, and Jesus joined them in the fire. Look like the Son of God. He said, when you walk through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. Why? For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. Glory to God. I gave Egypt for your ransom and Ethiopia and Seba for thee. I wish I had a witness today that I'm just saying that if God is making something new, he said, behold, I do a new thing. Don't you see it? Don't you recognize what I'm doing in your life? I'm doing something new. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Isaiah 43 and 19. Hallelujah said, behold, I will do a new thing. Glory to God. He said, and now shall it, I wish I had somebody. Hallelujah. Understand that I said I was in my planting and my harvest season. Hallelujah said, it's going to spring forth. And shall ye not know it? It will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Hallelujah. I said, embrace the new headshot. Embrace the new. God is doing a new thing. Hallelujah. And though it tarry, wait for it. Though the vision is for an appointed time. I wish I had somebody, hallelujah, that was waiting on the Lord to do something for them. He said, wait, hallelujah, on the Lord. Hallelujah. And be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Hallelujah. Wait, I say, on the Lord. And I think I heard when the Bible said, I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting on the Lord. I don't mind waiting on the Lord. Hallelujah. Because I know that if I wait on him, he's going to strengthen me. I know if I wait on him, he's going to encourage me. I know if I wait on him, he's going to preserve me. I know that if I wait on him, he's going to provide for me. I know that if I wait on the Lord, he's going to, hallelujah, not to let me be put to shame. I know if I wait on the Lord, he's going to do exceeding abundantly above, more than I can even ask or even think. Glory to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Glory, Yabashikaya, Lilibaya. Hey, bless the name of the Lord. God, I bless you, God. I take a moment, God, to just worship you. When I think of the goodness of God, all that you've done, my soul rejoice. My soul shouts hallelujah. Glory to God. And I bless your name, Father, for your holy word. I thank you, Father, that we are embracing the new. I thank you, Father, glory to God, hallelujah, that no matter what season we find ourselves in, just don't let us find it without you. Hey! Whatever season we find ourselves in, don't let us find it without you. And we honor you today. We bless you today, Father. Hallelujah. And God, you said if two or three are gathered together in your name, you will be in the midst. I thank you for your presence today. I thank you, Father, for showing up. I thank you, Father, for providing, hallelujah, the spiritual nourishment that our hearts need on today. Glory to God that I love you. Hallelujah. And I'll stay right here, Father. I can go on and on talking about the goodness of God. But, Father, I praise you, Father, for the opportunity. And I pray, Father God, that those that were able to hear had an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying. Father God, and that their hearts are encouraged today. They may be going through their season, whatever season they're in. But, Father, we thank you. Hallelujah, that just as you got in the fiery furnace with the boys, God, you're in whatever situation we're in right now. And we honor you, Father. And we bless you. And we celebrate you. And we thank you, Father, for the harvest that is coming to the listener. We thank you, Father, for the harvest that's coming to Apostle Douglas and to Pastor Douglas. I pray over their ministry. I pray over their assignment. I pray over their purpose in the earth. I pray that they time their end. I pray, Father, that you would shower them with your abundance. You shower them with your goodness. Shower them with your grace. Shower them with your mercy. Shower them with your favor. Hey, favor your daughter and your son, Father God, as they have their hand to the gospel plow, as they seek, hallelujah, to save that lost. I pray, Father God, that you not forget the labor of love And I call it done in the mighty name of Jesus. And all of God's people said amen, amen, and amen. God bless you, Apostle, and God bless you, Pastor.
Amen. Like I said, this is the second time in a year and a half that we've had the show that this happened. That's how we know ain't nobody mad but the devil. That word
yes,
was
ma'am.
Needed today.
Praise
and we, I'm definitely going to have you to come back on to
yes.
deliver another word to make him even more mad. I thank you and honor you for coming on here today. I thank you so
Amen.
Very much for accepting the invitation with no hesitation. You already know. People come on when
yes.
they want to be seen, not heard. And it's not about being seen. It's about
no.
being heard and listening
That's
to what God has to say. And I
That's
thank
right.
you again. Father God, I ask you to give back what your daughter gave out to your people today. Cover her, Lord. Continue to overflow for her and her family. Touch her husband, her children, and everything that's connected to her. Bless them tremendously in the name of Jesus. Amen. Let the people know, Pastor Hunt, how they can contact you, if they wanted you to come out, if they want to come visit, or if you have a book and upcoming events. Let the people know how can they contact you.
God bless you, beautiful woman of God. Thank you again for your prayers, and thank you for the opportunity. I never take an opportunity to present to God's people lightly, so thank you. Yes, I am. We are at 10121 Sussex Lane, Houston, Texas, 77041. We are One Heart International Church. We're 9 months old. My husband and I, Pastor Alfred Hunt, and we're just having an amazing time in the Lord. We do have live service at 11 a.m. on Sundays only, and Bible study on Thursday nights at 7:30 on my personal page, Sheikah Hunt page, and also on Facebook Live. And I just praise God. And then also, let's see, I do have a couple of events, but most of them are out of the state. I'm a part of a women's retreat, Grace Designs Women's Retreat. I'm one of the speakers in Vegas. And this will be year four or five. We go on the mountaintop and we preach the good news of the gospel. So you can follow me there. And then I am an author, a two-time author. I'm on Amazon.com, or you can go to my personal page, www.chikahunt.com. There you can just view, it's just a splash page, just view some of my information. I have a book I wrote called I Showed Up for My Life in 2018. It's a daily inspirational book. It's just a daily word just to encourage you on your journey. And you can find that on Amazon, or you can order it personally from me. And then also I have a book I wrote during the pandemic. It's actually an ebook. It's a download book. I think it's like $9.99 on Amazon. It is called The Power of Stillness, Learning How to Exist in Stillness. You know, we didn't know what it meant to stay in place, and the word stay in place means to the word stillness means to stay in one place. And so God gave me 21 days of principles of teaching people how to exist in stillness, how to do biblical meditation with prayer and the scripture and the word and declaration, and to really learn how to maintain your peace. Psalm 46:10 says, be still and know that I am God. And so those are just some of the things that God is doing, and I'm just so grateful for it. And thank you for the opportunity to share. Again, you can find me on my all social reaches, Facebook, Chikah Hunt. I also have several other pages. We have the One Heart International Church page. I have a Chikah Hunt Ministries page. And then outside of the pulpit, I am a life strategist. I do personal life coaching, biblical life coaching, where I walk people through their process of deliverance and healing. And that is on my page too, Chikah Hunt, the strategy coach. So that is it. I do a lot of stuff.
Hey,
but
hey,
my biggest passion is teaching God's people, amen, teaching the word of God,
amen.
In whatever capacity they can do it. If they can read it in a book, so be it. If they can be coached, so be it. If they sit in the pulpit, I mean, in the church, so be it. So thank you.
You're quite welcome. And again, thank you so much. I will be definitely having you back on to step on his head some more, because like I say, it wasn't the technical difficulty, it was him. But that's okay, because we still came right back and finished that word.
So I thank you
very much.
Yes, ma'am. My honor. God bless you all. Thank you all.
Bless
y'all
you,
have
woman of God.
great and awesome day. And I do want to encourage the people before I get off, because I always believe that this is in order. If there are any listeners that are still here, if this ministry is blessing you, if what the woman of God is doing on Thursdays is being a blessing to you, please don't miss an opportunity to plant into this good ground. Sow a seed into the body of Christ. Glory to God. It takes resources to do what we do. Even though this call is a live call and we're not physically in a building, if they have been a blessing to you, hallelujah, then you want to sow into this good ground. And listen, I just shared with you Genesis 26 and 12, something about when you plant, glory to God, God can multiply that seed and return it back to you. And so I just want to encourage those of you that are listening, don't just come and eat. You know, we go to the buffet and we pay whatever they say is due so we can eat. Glory to God. And so we can't buy a word, but we can definitely sow into the word and believe God for the harvest. So, woman of God, if you would just share your information, I know this is your call, but if you would share your information just for them to be able to sow a seed into you. No seed is too small or too big. Just please don't miss an opportunity to get a blessing back to you. For those of you that are listening. Yes, so, woman of God, if you don't mind, she didn't ask me to do that. But I always
thank
God, because I learned that we missed an opportunity to get a blessing to the people when we don't sow. The heavens are open.
Yes, ma'am.
Right now the word of God is going forth. And there's an open heaven over this call. And you may have a prayer request or a desire or a need, glory to God, and it's just one sacrifice away. Hallelujah.
Yes.
She's not paying me. I'm not asking. I didn't ask her for anything. I'm just obeying God, because I believe what
yes.
I make happen for somebody else, God will make happen for me. Amen?
Yes,
so if
God.
There's anybody
Amen.
Still on, please don't miss an opportunity to sow into this good ground. Woman of God, please share y'all's information.
Yes, ma'am. For Cash App is $ WGC2020, $WGC2020. We're also on PayPal.me/worldwide GC. And we're on Zelle, 832-816-7997. Again, that's Cash App, WGC2020, PayPal.me/worldwide GC. And also Zelle, 832-816-7997. Thank you, Pastor Hunt, because not too many people understood what you just said. That was powerful, just right there.
Yes, ma'am. And guess what? Even while you were talking, the Lord reminded me, I want to challenge the people to give. I quoted Genesis 26 and 12. I released this word before, woman of God, and I'm going to get off of here. I released the word called accelerated access, and that's when God gave me that scripture of Genesis 26 and 12. And as a matter of fact, when I get off of here, I'm going to sow $26.12 into you right now and a couple other people as the Lord leads. But God said to me when I preached this message one Sunday, he said that Genesis 26 and 12 scripture, hallelujah, was an accelerated access into what it is that we were believing God for. And so I'm asking those of you right now to give out of $26.12, $260.12, $2.16, if that's all you've got. I want you to shortchange God. You know what you can do.
Yeah.
Glory to God. But obey God. Somebody can give $2,000.16. I don't know. But I'm $2,612. Glory to God. But I want you to obey God. And I'm telling you, I don't do this except the Lord lead me to. I don't believe in pumping and priming the people. I don't believe. Because I know that we're all in a situation where we're all believing in God or something. But I'm telling you, the way to get something to you is to sow. We just read the scripture, hallelujah, in Genesis. Remember, we read, as long as the earth remains, there will be seed time and harvest. That means you got to sow in order to reap. There's going to be seasons of sowing and seasons of reaping. And so if you need God to do something, you may need a miracle. Come on. You may need God. Listen, God is moving, but there's still some things that I need accelerated access to. And I believe God, hallelujah, that it's going to happen by being obedient.
So, woman of God, I'm going to sow $26.12 by way of Cash App, $WGB200. And I want to encourage some people to follow me, follow my lead. I will never tell you to do anything that I would not do or sow more. Glory to God. Let's bless the people of God for their work. I just believe I've seen God do it. Amen. So that's all I have.
And
I won't pick up any more.
It's $WGC2020. And I just wanted to let you know, we just picked up Israel Jerusalem. So you was heard of Israel Jerusalem as well, woman of God.
Wow. Nate, listen, woman of God. The Lord told me when I shared your post, and the Lord told me, he said, the nations are calling. Now, I didn't even know that, but I dare not lie on the Holy Ghost. I heard the word of the Lord. I heard the Lord say the nations are calling. And so that's just confirmation. Thank you for sharing that with me. Y'all heard, did you just hear that? The word of God is going to Jerusalem. The word of God is traveling. Let's help them do this work. Some of you will never put your feet in Jerusalem. Some of us will never put our feet in various places, but your seed to send somebody else will be charged to your account. The Bible says it was imputed to Abraham for righteousness because he believed God.
Yes,
WGC 2020, WGC 2020. Let's Cash App, let's PayPal, let's Zelle, glory to God, Zelle 832-816-7997. Is that right, woman of God?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
All right, and PayPal / worldwide, what was the rest of it?
GC.
GC. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. People of God, listen, please testify. If you're sowing and you're making that sacrifice, and it is a sacrifice for some of us, it's a sacrificial seed to do it, but God wants to see you give that sacrifice. We sow into everything else. Let's sow into the word of God.
Right.
And when God does what it is that you're asking him to do, please don't forget to come back and say thank you. Please don't forget to testify to the woman of God that God did exactly what you asked God to do. Amen.
Yes,
thank
God.
You, woman
Amen.
Of God. Thank you, Apostle.
Thank you. Thank you.
God
thank
bless you.
You
all.
People of God, I hope you was blessed today, because we know we definitely was. And she had no idea that we had just picked up Israel Jerusalem. She's absolutely right. We are actually in 19 countries. So we thank God for that. Continue to pray. Continue to listen to the word of God. I'm going to give you three keys. Find you a Bible, a church home, and make sure the man or woman of God that you're under is preaching and walking the same thing. This is very critical when you surrender your life to Christ. The overcoming scripture on here is Romans 10:9. If you declare with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Again, Romans 10:9 states, if you declare with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. All God wants is a yes from you. All he wants is a yes from you. Put your hands up and say, here I am, Lord. I need you. And let him take care of the rest. Give him that one-on-one time. Remember, get your Bible, find your church home, if you don't have a church home, go visit. Mask up. Sanitize your hands. You can definitely visit us online at Abba House on Facebook at 10:30 on Saturday, or at Bible study at 7:15 on Tuesday. Remember, iron sharpens iron. Apostle I say this all the time. We are here to encourage, uplift, and inspire you. You're not in this by yourself. God loves you, and we are here. Again, you can contact us at 832-519-7646 if you need prayer or bless all. 832-519-7646. We can't judge you. Only God can judge you. We're here to push you to your destiny and guide you where you need to be. No, it's not going to be easy, but it's going to be well worth it. Continue to stand on the word of God and know that we are here. The Cash App is $WGC2020 or PayPal /WorldwideGC and Zelle. 832-816-7997. Remember,
God loves you, and so do we. And tune in tomorrow for Freestyle Friday. We have two entrepreneurs that's coming on. Listen in. Y'all have a blessed and phenomenal day.
I haven't really made this public, but I think I'm supposed to tonight. I've been battling with some illness in my body for about a year. We didn't know what was going on. And I went to the doctor 2 weeks ago and took some tests, and they saw something near my spine. And they ordered some MRIs, and the MRIs came back conclusive that there are two masses in my body right now near my spine. And I came here tonight because I needed the devil to know that nothing you throw at this family, from trying to give my wife cancer last year, to trying to take my son out last year, to trying to give my daughter pneumonia and take her out, not one thing he can do is going to prosper. It did not say the weapons wouldn't hurt, it just say they wouldn't prosper. Now, I am not as athletic as Ty. He got a six pack. I got a 40 ounce. But I came here tonight, since the miracle started last night and the lady got healed from lupus, I realized that I'm not just here to preach to y'all. I need to declare right now that the doctor's report saw something, but as of tonight, I just need them to know, he turned it!